My name is Jeanette Ordonez. It was a hot, dry, dusty day, typical of Southern California in late spring. It was also miserable. I was a chubby middle school girl, and hiking Topanga Canyon was not an ideal way to spend my Saturday. But academics called, and my science magnet program required that I get outside on a weekend with my classmates. So here I was, hot, tired, sweaty, out of breath, and lost in a canyon. I just wanted to find my way back to the trail so I could get back home and AIM my friends who were lucky enough to not have to spend their Saturday outside. Flash forward to my undergrad years. I met a group of gals who would become my closest friends and shift my perspective in ways I could never have imagined. They wanted to take a camping trip together, and I was hesitantly on board. We loaded up my Jeep and headed out for the weekend outdoors. Away from the distractions of Facebook, Twitter, classes, part-time jobs, and boyfriends, we were able to laugh, talk, build a fire, hike, and connect. Connect with each other and with our surroundings in a way in which we had not done before. We may have been dusty, smelly, and tired, but we were refreshed. It was blissful. Flash forward to today. There was ice on the ground and it was cold, really cold. The kind of cold that three Southern California kids don't frequently experience, but we were doing it. With many layers, some water, snacks, more layers, and enthusiasm, we were going for it. The trail ahead was icy and long, but we would see that lake. Ever since I moved 1,100 miles away from my family to call the beautiful city of Seattle home, time with my siblings became more precious. But they were here, in my precious, new, beautiful city, surrounded by mountains. We were spending precious time together, and we were going to do it outdoors. To connect, to catch up, and to grow, as we'd always done. I truly hope that everyone has the opportunity to experience a moment in nature with people they love. For the Seattle Globalist, I'm Jeanette Ordonez.